Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into a huge challenge, I think, for anyone building digital products. How do you test out those big ideas fast without, breaking the bank? We're going deep on building a minimum viable product, an MVP, and specifically how React fits into that picture. Our mission, to give you that shortcut, basically, to see how companies validate ideas quickly and cost effectively.
Yeah, and let's start right there. What is an MVP? It's pretty simple, really. It's a basic working version of your product, just enough to test if the market actually wants it. It lowers your risk, gets you feedback. The absolute core idea is validate first, then build out the rest.
Right, that discipline. Because the alternative is spending months, maybe years, and a ton of money on something nobody ends up using.
Exactly. You avoid that huge pitfall. And just to be super clear, an MVP is lean. It's functional. It's got essential features only. It's definitely not just a pretty prototype or a passive demo.
Okay, functional, not a prototype. But what about a proof of concept, a POC? I hear those terms get confused all the time. How are they different?
Ah, yeah, that's a really common mix-up. The key difference is the question they answer. A POC asks, can we technically build this thing? Is the technology feasible? An MVP asks, should we build this thing for customers? Does the market actually want it? So the MVP needs real user interaction, real learning. It's about market viability.
Okay, that makes sense. But if the goal is minimum viable, why React? Isn't something simpler, like a basic static page, sometimes faster for that initial validation? Where's the value at?
That's a fair point. You could use something simpler for a very basic test, but React. React is chosen for its ability to iterate incredibly quickly once you get that first signal from the market. Its whole component structure, it means you can reuse bits everywhere. Shorter development cycles, easier maintenance. User feedback says change the button. You change the button component, not rewrite half the app. That consistency is really vital for learning fast.
And I guess the ecosystem around React helps speed things up too, right?
Yeah.
Not just the components themselves.
Oh, absolutely. The JavaScript ecosystem is just massive. Think about authentication, analytics, connecting to APIs. There are solid libraries for almost everything. So your team isn't building plumbing. They're focused on the unique stuff, the features that actually test your idea. Plus, React scales. Look at Netflix, Airbnb. It's sort of future-proof. Your MVP isn't a dead end. It can grow into the real deal.
Okay, so React makes sense for iteration and scale. Let's talk planning then. Before you write any code, how do you decide what goes into that minimum product?
Right. Planning is crucial. You can't just guess. A really common tool is the value versus effort matrix. You map out potential features. What gives high value to the user? What takes low effort to build? You immediately target those high value, low effort features. That's your fastest path to learning something meaningful. And just as important, actively avoid the low value, high effort one. Sounds obvious, but they're tempting traps.
High value, low effort first. Got it. And that focus on speed probably influences the back end tech choice too, like using a pre-built back end versus coding your own.
Exactly. It's that classic speed versus control dilemma. For pure speed, especially if validation is the only goal right now, many teams use a BaaS backend as a service. Think Firebase, Supabase, super fast to get going, but you're kind of tied to their platform. Building your own custom APIs gives you total control long term, but it takes more time, more effort. You have to factor that into your matrix.
All right, let's shift gears. We've planned, we've maybe picked our stack. Now we need to get this React MVP out there. Deployment.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Yeah, the moment of truth. Usually this means cloud platforms, AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, something scalable, and critically, automation. CI/CD pipelines, continuous integration, continuous delivery. These pipelines, they automate testing and deployment, so code changes get out fast and reliably. Less room for manual error when you're trying to move quickly.
Okay, so it's deployed. What counts as success for an MVP? It can't just be about getting loads of website visits, right?
Definitely not. Success is about learning, validating those initial assumptions. Traffic is nice, but behavior is key. We look at things like activation rate. Are users actually doing that first important thing you want them to do? Signing up, creating something? Retention rate is big too. Are they coming back? Does it offer ongoing value? And maybe most important, the quality of the feedback you get. Is it specific? Does it help you decide what to build next?
And tools like heat maps must be great here, like Hotjar. Seeing exactly where people click or where they get stuck, that feels like solid evidence.
Exactly. Evidence-based decisions, that's what reduces friction and guides the next iteration. It's the whole point, really.
So pulling it all together, the main takeaway seems to be that React gives you this powerful combo of speed, modularity, and a rich ecosystem. It lets businesses, test out core ideas without betting the farm and then scale up quickly once validated.
Precisely. And maybe a final thought to leave folks with, given that the absolute number one goal of an MVP is learning, is it ever really worth delaying launch, even for a minimal version, if that delay means you miss out on getting that crucial early feedback from real users? Something to think about.